You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Up next, our podcast on the unearthing of the 1962 time capsule. In 1962, local residents buried a time capsule. Now, 50 years later, that capsule is about to be unearthed. In this podcast, I talk with Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society Vice President Preston Coyner. Preston, a Charlottesville native, has had a long-time interest in local history. Listen as he talks about the historic unearthing to take place on May 27, 2012. Learn about that day back in 1962 when the capsule was buried. Find out who was there that day and who of those will be joining the celebration 50 years later to see the capsule unearthed. The unearthing is a part of Charlottesville's 250th birthday celebration. Earlier this week, I met with Mr. Coyner at the very place where the capsule is buried.
I'm standing on the very spot where, in 1962, local residents buried a time capsule. Now, 50 years later, that capsule is about to be unearthed by the gentleman standing next to me. Preston Coyner is Vice President of the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society. He's here today to tell us about the historic unearthing to take place on May 27th, 2012. The unearthing is a part of Charlottesville's 250th birthday celebration taking place this year. Preston, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me. I always welcome the opportunity to talk about local history and historical society as well as the celebrate 250s time capsule unearthing.
I'd like to begin by asking you how you came to be involved in the ACHS and in particular the unearthing of the time capsule.
Well, as far as the historical society is concerned, I have to go back in my memory to find out how long ago that was, but at least 30 years ago, I just became a little more interested in local history since I am a native and continue to be a lifelong resident of Charlottesville. The society at that time was in a very small building at 220 Court Square, and then we were afforded the opportunity to move our headquarters to the what was then the McIntyre Library Building, where we've continued to stay. Over time, I got less active in the society, but when we began our 250th anniversary celebration, I guess I got motivated to become a little more active again and was elected first as a board member, then vice president.
Now, onto the time capsule itself. Can you tell our listeners exactly where it's buried?
Well, Dan, I wish we had a picture to show, but you're probably standing right on top of it, although under your feet is 6 inches of concrete and maybe another a foot of earth. We at the side entrance of the Charlottesville City Circuit Courthouse. It's on at the corner of High and 4th. The lower level, probably in the big scheme of things, maybe not the most ideal spot, but who knows what the people were thinking 50 years ago when they chose this spot.
And what can you tell us about how the time capsule came to be buried here?
You know, it seems like I've spoken to a number of people who were actually involved with the burial, and no one really seems to remember why, other than the circuit courthouse was under construction at the time. It was a big new project and very important in Charlottesville's progress. So I guess they thought, well, let's put it there, and it commemorates not only the starting of this large courthouse, but also the contents of the capsule.
And is there any formal documentation that you were able to find in your search for how the capsule came to be buried?
Well, most of my information has either come from people that I know who were involved or to some extent, as well as the Daily Progress. There does not seem to be any, quote, official records of what was then the Charlottesville's 200th Anniversary Commission.
And what do we know about the actual day, when the ceremony and the actual day that the capsule was buried in 1962?
Well, during the 200th anniversary celebration, there was a drama, a large play that was outdoors at what was then the Lane High School football field. And that whole week, they'd had a performance each night, and the burial of the time capsule was on a Saturday afternoon, and it sort of was the ending of that, I think it was referred to as the Heritage Week. They didn't check your weather reports, but all the photographs show that it was a typical July day in Charlottesville.
Some of our listeners may have seen the 8mm film, which is now posted on YouTube, and we're going to add a link to that on our story. I'm sure you've seen the film. What can you tell us about what's happening in that 8mm film?
Well, I think like the typical home movie of the 60s, very brief. The camera moved around a lot. The man who actually took that footage, I believe, was a member of the Masonic Lodge and may have been... They may have had the laying of the cornerstone that same day. I've not been able to confirm that. The son of that man is the one who put it on YouTube. He was 10 years old at the time, and it sort of focuses on the actual burial of the capsule itself. It shows then Mayor Louis Scribner putting dirt in, then some other council members, and it's hard to tell exactly who is who. Mr. Claude Jessup, who was part of the commission, he is shown. And to me, the sort of one of the most interesting things is at the very end, there is what appears to be a 10-year-old boy putting dirt on. And I ask him if who that was, and the guy who had furnished the YouTube video said that was him. And that after the ceremony was over, his dad said, "Hey, kid, go down there and throw some dirt on it, and I'll take your picture." So it's just, to me, sort of a human interest story. And he has been invited to and will be attending the unearthing of it. And it's going to be, I'm sure, a special a memory for him to relive.
Almost at the end of that video, there's a young woman in a white dress, looks like a party dress, that throws a few shovels of dirt on the pile there. Do we know who she was?
Yes, at the time, she was Barbara Marshall. She was Miss Charlottesville 200th Anniversary. Commonly, she was referred to as the Queen. She and General Chester Puller are shown together. Sort of, I think, putting the last shovel of dirt on it. Barbara officiated at all the functions during the 200th, including at the performance at Lane. And I think every night she was crowned again, and there are a lot of photographs of her. And she will be with us on Sunday, May the 27th at 2 o'clock, to assist in the unearthing.
Wow, now that is amazing. Now, are we absolutely certain that the capsule is buried in this location? I understand that ground radar was used at some point along the way to confirm that the capsule is actually where you think it is.
Well, I guess the only two things we're certain of in life is death and taxes, but as close as we can determine, we know this is where it was buried. There's enough photographic evidence that you can simply stand in this spot and count the brick on a wall and be within at least a foot of the location. There was, about a year ago, there was some conversation that some people remembered it being dug up and relocated, reburied. And because of that, we felt that there was a need to try to scientifically prove it was still there. The first ground penetrating radar system that was used concluded there was something under here, but the And then we had someone else come and sort of confirm the first person's confirmation. And we're very confident it's still here.
Now, I understand that the capsule will be unearthed on May 27th at 2 p.m. That's a Sunday. What can you tell us about what will take place that day?
Yeah, well, on that date, we'll do the actual unearthing. The unearthing will be done by a number of people, particularly those who were involved in 1962. It'll be a somewhat brief ceremony, we hope, at the unearthing site. And after it's removed from the ground, we will actually carry it across the street to the plaza area in front of the old county jail for the opening.
And we're going to walk over there in a couple of minutes and have a look at that spot. You can tell us a little bit more about the opening once we get over there. Now, do you have any idea what you expect to find inside the capsule when it's opened? Any expectation of what condition the contents will be in?
Well, Dan, yes, I do have a list that was what was supposed to be in it, and I don't want to give away all the secrets. But I was informed just this past weekend that the capsule was not sealed until a few minutes before the burial, and that some people were allowed to put personal letters in it, which was an unknown fact. And I've spoken to one person who put a letter in, as well as mother put one in, and I'm really excited about that those letters be in there, and just hope this person's recollection is correct. There's also to be a letter from the then mayor, who was Louis Scribner, to the mayor in 2012. Mayor Scribner's son will be on hand at the opening ceremony, and he will officially present that letter to our vice mayor, Kristen Zakos. Our mayors could be out of the country that week. There's also a letter from the then fire chief, who was Lionel Key, to the fire chief of today. Both Mr. Key's son and daughter will be here to officially present that letter to the fire chief. Other than that, there's nothing of great monetary value. There's no gold. Hopefully there'll be some coins, some publications. And to me, the more fun part of it will be if there are some personal things.
After all the hoopla of the day is over and the capsule's been opened and the contents have been looked at, what will happen to the capsule and its contents after that?
Well, we're unsure about the capsule itself. We hope it's in a good enough condition that we can put it on display. But the contents themselves will be on display at the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society. And with the thought that perhaps some of those will go into a capsule that's to be buried later this year, to be opened in 2062.
Now, I'd like to ask you if the unearthing is open to members of the public, and also, do you expect that it will be televised?
Absolutely, it's open to the public, and the more the merrier, and we see it as a true family event. We hope to see multi-generational folks here. Certainly a lot that were here 50 years ago, or at least were part of the celebration that year, then their children and grandchildren. There are no plans to televise it live, but we are expecting all the media to be here to report on it, not only that day, but in the days and weeks to come.
Now, I understand that later this year you will be burying a new time capsule. Briefly, what can you tell us about that?
Well, there is to be one buried. It will be buried in the front of the Albemarle County, Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society. It'll have a granite mark on top to say what's there and when it's to be opened. The contents will be sort of what we might refer to as the traditional time capsule contents, coins of the period, newspapers, publications, and again, maybe some personal things. The burial will be on December the 23rd, which is the actual the date that Charlottesville became a town.
You mentioned that the new time capsule will have a granite marker over it. Is there any does anybody know why this time capsule is so obscure and unmarked, completely unmarked?
No, no one that I've spoken to. I have been told that the architect who designed the courthouse, on his plans, he marked the exact location of it. But unfortunately, the plans are simply in files that now I think his daughter has the firm, and there's simply too many sets of plans to go through to find it. Although there is a very undistinguishable tiny little clue near where we're standing that tells us that they did mark it. It's difficult to find because it flows in with the sidewalk, but I'm sure a lot of thought was put into it, but we just don't know what that thought was.
You mentioned that after the unearthing, the time capsule is going to be removed from its location and taken over to the plaza. Shall we walk over there and have a look?
Yeah, it'd be great.
We're now standing in the place where the ceremony is going to take place after the unearthing, but before the opening of the capsule. And what can you tell us about how the rest of that day is going to come out?
Well, Dan, we'll be set up right in front of the old county jail, the plaza area. We'll have seating. There'll be plenty of standing room. The site is wheelchair accessible, so there's no excuse not to come. We're sort of standing actually on where the porch had been for the jailer's house. We will have a couple large tables to set the time capsule on, and with the grace of God and good skill, we'll be able to get it open without too much difficulty, because it from the images we have of it, it appears to be bolted shut, and I can only imagine how rusty it might be. But once we get it open and we'll remove the contents one piece at a time, perhaps make some comment about them, and then lay them on the tables for the public to come down and view them as long as they like. And then again, as I said, after the ceremony is over, we'll take them to the Historical Society for display.
Of course. Now all of this assumes it's going to be a nice day, beautiful, sunny Charlottesville day, we hope. If it's not, do you have rain day plans?
At this point, we are praying that Mother Nature's going to be cooperative, and we do not have a rain date. It's definitely... the unearthing definitely has to be done outside. The opening could be done inside, and we're working on a consideration of an indoor venue. In case it's light rain, we could still unearth it. But if rain gets forecast, we're more likely to select a rain date. I might add that the day before the time capsule event, Celebrate 250 starts this Virginia Festival of History Week. There'll be all kinds of events starting on Saturday the 26th, running through the following Sunday of June the 3rd. It's going to be a lot of activities, both outdoor programs, speeches, presentation, and it's something that everyone should put on their radar screen, because it's just going to be so many fun things to do that's be celebrating Charlottesville's 250 years.
Well, let's hope for good weather. That's all I guess we can really say here. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go?
No, Dan, I think I pretty well covered everything. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk a bit about about the time capsule and Charlottesville's 250 years of history. And we are really looking forward to the unearthing and opening as to being a really fun event. And I hope to see you there.
We hope to be there. Preston, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
And thanks you, Dan.
I've been speaking with Preston Coyner. Preston is Vice President of the Albemarle Charlottesville Historical Society and is responsible for the unearthing of the time capsule buried in 1962. The unearthing is a part of Charlottesville's 250th birthday celebration taking place this year. The unearthing is planned for May 27th at 2 p.m. For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.